Chazar zeichen neshabach chazan shag mevihum zeichas vacham daf kuf beis. The Gemara has been discussing whether Moshe had the status of a kohen. The Gemara now says that this matter is actually machlokes among tanoim. Rebbeisa says the pasuk says vayicher af Hashem b'Moshe. Rebbe Shimon Karka said whenever the Torah says a lashon of charein af, there's always a manifestation of this anger that follows, like in the form of a curse, chas v'shalom, or a rebuke, etc. However, in this pasuk, there's no such manifestation. Hashem b'Moshe says there is a manifestation here as well. He says we see this from the pasuk where Hashem says haloi Aaron achicha halevi. Now Aaron was a kohen, so why is he called a levi? The pasuk is teaching Hashem told Moshe, you were supposed to be the Kohen. Aaron was supposed to remain a Levi. Now I have given the Kohenah to Aaron. The Chum say that Moshe only had the status of the Kohen for the 7 days of Meluim. Others, Darshan Psukim, to teach that Moshe remained the Kohen for his entire life, but the status did not pass on to his children. If it's true that every Charein Af has a manifestation of anger, we have a pasuk that says Moshe left Pare Bochari Af. We don't find there was a manifestation of that anger. As Rish Lakish answers, actually Moshe slapped Pare on the face before he left. In fact, tomorrow, this machlaik is where Shlokish learns from a pasuk that Hashem told Moshe, Pare is a king and therefore you have to respect him. Rabbi Yechon says Hashem told Moshe, Pare is a Rosh and therefore you don't have to respect him. That can we say that Rish Lakish says that Moshe slapped Pare across the face? Mercy, we have to reverse the views of this machlaik is that it's Rish Lakish who holds that Hashem told Moshe that Pare is a Rosh and therefore doesn't have to be respected. Rabbi Yanai said, from the pasuk that says that Moshe told Pare that Pare's servants would come to look for Moshe and bow to him after Makas Bukharis, although it was in fact Pare who would do so, we learn that one always must fear and respect royalty. Rabbi Yechon said we learn this concept from the pasuk that says that Eliyahu ran in front of the Rosh Achov. Ula Dash was a pasuk to teach that Moshe wanted to be king, but Hashem didn't give it to him. Rava asked, we learned previous Brisa that he was the king. And as Rava said, Moshe was the king, but he also wanted to remain in his family, his descendants. That's what was not given to him. The Mishnah said, Bali Mumin, Bay Mali Bali Mumin Vichulu. Mercy, this is learned from a Brisa. The Brisa says the pasuk of Kol Zocha written regarding a mincha comes to include a kohen with a mum. Now, this can't come to include him in the eating of the korban because that's learned from another pasuk already. Rather, it comes to teach that a kohen with a mum gets a share of the korbanos as well. Another Brisa says the pasuk of Kol Zocha written regarding a chatas comes to include a korban with a mum. Now, this can't come to include him in the eating of the korban because that's already learned from another pasuk. It can't come to include him in getting the share of the korbanos because that we already learned from the pasuk regarding mincha. Rather, we would think that only a kohen who used to not have a mum and then got a mum gets a share of the kabbanis. The pasuk therefore teaches even a kohen who always had a mum gets a share of the kabbanis as well. Another Brisa says the pasuk of Kol Zocha written regarding an ashram comes to include a kohen with a mum. Now again, it can't come to include that he eats the karm because that we learn from another pasuk. Can't come to include that he gets a share of the kabbanis. We learn that from the pasuk regarding mincha. Can't come to include a kohen who always had a mum because that's already learned from the pasuk of chatas. Rather, we would think to only include a kohen with a permanent mum. The pasuk therefore comes to include even a kohen with a temporary. In fact, it would seem to make more sense to initially include a kohen with a temporary mum rather than a kohen with a permanent mum. And for the Gemara of Shesha said, we should reverse the words of the Brisa to say that. Rav Ashi said, no, we would think that a kohen with a temporary mum should not be allowed to eat just like a kohen who is tamei, which is also a temporary condition, and he should only eat when the temporary condition has passed. The pasuk therefore teaches that he may eat and gets a share of the kabbalas even with a temporary mum as well. The Mishnah then said, kol she'enai roi v'chulu. In fact, a baal mum is not fit to do the avoid, and yet he gets a share. Also, does this mean that one who is fit to do the avoid, he gets a shear? A tummy kohen is fit to do the avoid of a carbon sibber, and yet he doesn't get a shear. Efetimar, the mission means that a kohen who is not fit to eat the carbon does not get a share of the kabbanos. Efetimar, a cotton kohen is fit to eat, and yet he doesn't get a shear. Efetimar, the mission teaches that one who is not fit to eat does not get a shear. It should not be taken to teach that one who is fit does get a shear. One who is fit to eat does get a share. With this answer, we can even say, like we said originally, that the one who is not fit to do the avoid does not get a share. The fact that a tomei is fit and doesn't get a share is not problematic because the Mishnah is not teaching that someone who is fit would get a share. And the fact that a baal mum gets a share is not problematic because that's based on the pasuk that comes to include a baal mum. Mishnah had said, afilu tomei b'shas rikas domen v'chulu. The Mishnah suggests that if a kain was tore by the zrika and tomei when the fats were burned, he would get a share. Based on this, our Mishnah doesn't follow Abishol, who dashes the pasuk in a braisa to teach that a kain only gets a share of the carbon if he was tar from the Zrika until the burning of the fats. In fact, the Gemara of Ashi asks, what if the kohen was tar at the time of the Zrika and at the time of the burning, but he was tummy in between? Would he get a shear? Take up the shayla. So Gemara Vayta, Rav said, I learned the following halacha from Elazar son of Shimon, who said the following to himself in a bathroom. If a kohen who's a tful yoim says to a tar kohen, give me a shear of Yisrael's mincha and I will eat it tonight when I'm fully tar, the tar kohen can say to him, if regarding a chatos, where if a kohen who is not doing the avoida that week brings his own chatos, he may still do the avoida and eat the meat, yet even if he's supposed to do the avoida that week, if he's a tful yoim, he would not be able to demand a shear of someone else's chatos that's brought that week. Then regarding a mincha, where a kohen who brings his own mincha gets to eat none of it, it's fully burned, then certainly the tful yoim should get no shear of a mincha. The tful yoim can then respond, you can push me away from Yisrael's chatos because you and I both have a stronger claim to our own chatos, but you can't push me away from a mincha since even you cannot eat your own mincha and are therefore no better than me. The tar kohen could then say, the pasuk regarding a mincha says, La kohen ha-makriv oisa loisiyah. If you come and do the avoida, you can come and eat the mincha. And since he can't do the avoida, he can't eat the mincha. The Brisa then says, if the tful yoim asked for a share of Yisrael's chatos, the Torah Kohen can say, if regarding a mincha, where I don't have a strong position because I can't get my own mincha, yet I can push you away from getting a share of Yisrael's mincha, then regarding a chatas, where I have a strong position, because I can do the avoda and get my entire chatas, even if it's not my week to do the avoda, I can surely push you away from getting a share of Yisrael's chatas. The Tful Yom can answer, the reason you can push me away from a mincha is because just like you, my position regarding my own mincha is weak. However, regarding a chatas, where like you, my position is strong, maybe you can't push me away, the Torah Kohen can say, the pasuk regarding a chatas says, if you come and do the avoda, you can come and eat. The Braisa then says, if the Tful Yom asks for a share of the chaz of a shoyk of a shlomim, the Torah Kohen can say, if regarding a chatos where you have a strong position, I can push you away, then regarding a shlomim where you have a weak position because you can only get the chaz of a shoyk, I can surely push you away. That's full yom can answer. You can push me away from a chatos because my position is weak and that I cannot give it to my wife or slaves to eat, but maybe you can't push me away from the shlomim since I can give it to my wife and slaves to eat. The Torah Kohen can reply. The pasuk says, La Kohen hazorik es dam hashlomim lo yihia. If you come and do this rika, you can get a portion and eat it. Based on all these arguments, the Tful Yom leaves with his arguments, meaning they're all unsuccessful. And he has the Mechusta Kippurim on his right side and the Oin on his left side, meaning to say that they would not be eligible to a share based on the same arguments that excluded the Tful Yom. Frech the Gemara Rav Achai asked, the Braiser should have continued with one more case where the Tful Yom asked for a share of a Bechor, and the Torah Kohen eventually excludes him based on the Pasuk that also talks of the Zrika and the keeping of the meat, which teaches that only one who could do the zrika can get the meat. And Vitin Gemara, Blaz of the son of Rav Shimon would say that that's not included because the pasuk regarding Bechor doesn't say Ubisaram la koyin hazoyrek, rather it says Ubisaram yielach, which suggests that it can go to any koyin, even to one who didn't do the zrika. Frekma Rabbi Rachanan Rabbi Yechanan said that one may not think of Torah in a bathroom. So how could Rabbi Blaz of Rav Shimon have done all this in a bathroom? And Vitin Gemara, he was considered an oinus because he mamash just couldn't get Torah off of his mind.